So, good evening again already, Audio Boobies. This is Eurovision Boo number 3. So this is focusing on what are known as the Big Five. Now, these are the countries that either because of the amount of money they contribute towards the EBU and the putting on of Eurovision, they do not have to go through semi-finals, or last year's winner. So this year we have, in order that they will appear in the running order, but these aren't the precise places, France at number 11, Italy, which are back for the first time in years and have actually secured themselves a place in the final, and number 14, which is actually a really good spot for us in the running order out of 25, the UK, Germany at number 16, and then Spain at number 22. As I said, there'll be 25 countries in all in the final, 10 from each of the semi-finals, plus the Big Five, and hey presto, you have 25 in the final, which will be broadcast on the 14th of May, starting at 8 o'clock on BBC One HD, no less, hosted by Graham Norton, who's taken over the mantle from Terry Wogan. Anyway, what about the songs? Well, France have Amaury Vassili singing a song called Sol Nu. Now, it's incredibly unusual. It starts off with a sample of Bolero, and it's sung in the castrato style. For those of you that don't know, it's basically like an adult male soprano. It's very unusual, it's very operatic. It would not have gotten through a semi-final. So it's probably quite good that it is in the final, but I don't think it's going to do very well. It's just too unusual. Italy, very jazzy. It's boring, it's part Italian, part English. I think the guy thinks he's Frank Sinatra. It's, to be quite honest, blandness. You would have thought that Italy would have come with something a little bit more interesting for their return to Eurovision. But again, they don't have to go through a semi-final. Number 14, we have the United Kingdom. Now, for once, we seem to have taken a sensible approach. The BBC didn't bother with the Making Your Mind Up show this year. They selected a song, and the group that are going to perform it, Blue, completely independently, and I think that's a really good thing. Now, the performance will have to be absolutely spot on. Again, a group that's not known for their live vocal capability. They've reformed especially to do this, and I hope the performance stands up to it. It sounds a lot good than it looked in the god-awful video they did. What we have in our favour is that they are professionals, they're used to performing, though I wouldn't say that they're used to performing live. So let's hope they pull it off, and at least they're relatively well known. Number 16, we have Lena. She's trying to be Diana Vickers from X Factor 2008, and I couldn't stand the cat wailing then, and I can't stand it now. Having said that, it's actually quite a pretty song. Very unusual for countries to win in consecutive years. Ireland have done it, but by the third year, they were desperate not to because it costs so much to put on, despite the money that's contributed from all the other countries. Don't think it will win. I think it'll probably do middle of the road or quite well. Finally, we have Spain that's going to be at number 22. Lucia Perez singing Que me quiten lo balao, They Can't Take the Fun Away From Me. It's an 80s Summer Island song. It's awful. It's, you know, a little bit of fun, but that's about it. It's certainly nowhere near as standout as some of the other songs that do have to get through a semi-final. Anyway, next Friday or next Thursday after the second semi-final, once we have a running order for the full final, I will do a quick review, but I will focus purely on my favourites and standout songs and ones to watch. I've covered all of them already. I hope you're looking forward to it as much as I am. It's 43 countries with a variety of different songs, and it is going to be fun. It is a little bit of a European quirk. It's broadcast live all over the world, in Canada, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa. Obviously all of the European countries taking part, and then some that don't. And it would be really nice next year, actually, my personal favourite, if Monaco and Luxembourg came back. Luxembourg, of course, had Nana Mouskouri sing for them once. But it would be really good if they did. I think it's a great European tradition, and we should keep it up. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed these Audio Boos and Eurovision Boos. There'll be more next week, and I'm sure there'll be a decidedly drunken one after whoever wins on the final night on Saturday the 14th of May. Speak to you soon. Bye.